Crook?
Crooked Man?
Is that
Crooked Set?
Is that mine?
Earless bag.
Okay. Okay, is there a difference between a sack and a bag?
No.
Are they the same? Okay, is one bigger than the other?
No. Unless one is paper and one is cloth.
If it's cloth, what do you call it?
Bag.
And if it's paper?
Sack.
How about one of those bags that are sacks that onions come in? It's, you know, you can see they got big holes. And it's got a loop that you hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Bag.
You ever hear anything called a poke?
A what?
A poke.
Poke?
Okay, what might you call the amount of corn that a person would take to a mill at one time to be ground up?
I don't know about that.
Okay. And what do you put in the top of a bottle?
A cork.
Alright, so this one's after.
Cork.
Okay. Now, if it was made out of something else besides cork, would you call it, like if it was glass, what would you call it?
Stopple.
Now, what do you call a musical instrument that some people play and children play? It's about that long and the whole like this.
Mouth organ.
Okay. You ever call it anything else?
Accordion. No, mouth organ. No, just a mouth organ.
Okay. And how about a little instrument that's kind of round like this and has two things you put it between your teeth and play like this? It goes hard and hard. You ever seen those?
I've seen them, but I don't know the name of
them. Alright, what do you use to pound nails with?
Hammer.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, okay, what's the long wooden piece between the horses that you hitch them up to? What do you call that? Now, there's going to be some more farm questions, so if you don't know, just say you don't know so the tape recorder will pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
I think it can't pick you up shaking your head. Okay, now if you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the what?
I don't know.
Those two things.
I don't know.
All right. What might you call the steel outside of a wagon wheel? You got the wagon wheel, and it's the steel thing that touches the ground. You know, the very outside part of a wagon. What might you call that?
I don't know.
And if a horse is hitched up to a wagon, what might you call a bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
What the what's fastened to?
Traces that are fastened to.
Traces?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know anything about hitching horses up to a wagon?
No.
Okay. All right, if a man had a lot of wood in his truck and he was driving along, you'd say, what is he doing with that wood?
See, what is he doing with
it?
Selling it?
Well, he's just taking it someplace. Just say he's got a load of
firewood?
Anything. It could be wood or junk or anything.
Is he busy carrying it?
Or what's he doing? What do you call it? The act of him taking it.
He's carrying it somewhere.
Okay, suppose there was a log across the road. You might say, I tied a rope to it and...
Pull it.
Okay. And another way, when you pull something, you have to, it was real hard to pull, so we got three or four of us and we...
Hold it.
And we did what? We blanked it off the road.
Pull it off the road.
Okay, would you ever, okay. How about out here, when they want to make a channel deeper here, river, they get a boat with a thing and they have to do what to the bottom?
Drain it.
Okay, what's the wheel of a wagon?